The Prime Minister is flying to Argentina for the G20 this evening, and more on the G20 ahead. He's leaving behind what has been a messy week at Parliament House. Scott Morrison has lost a member of his team to the crossbench, while another has threatened to follow suit. And the independents and minor parties are planning to shake things up further next week. Our political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
The Prime Minister is staying on message.
What all of my team are talking about, and as we have been all this week, and as I will continue from this day all the way to the next election, and that is a strong economy is what guarantees the essentials that Australians rely on.
Scott Morrison refusing to answer questions about MPs going rogue.
What I'm saying is that we're putting down a budget next year. That's what we're focused on.
That
will be the first surplus budget that we have seen in 12 years.
He's heading to Argentina for the G20, leaving behind what's been a messy week for the government. The party has lost another seat in Parliament, as Labor's Tony Burke took great delight in highlighting during question time.
Can the Prime Minister confirm that just this week, the government lost Wentworth on Monday, lost Chisholm on Tuesday, and it was reported on Wednesday that it's about to lose Hughes.
As the crossbench continues to expand, they're trying to use their growing numbers to make change. The member for Wentworth, Karen Phillips, has confirmed she will introduce a private members' bill to remove all children from Nauru.
This is a very practical humanitarian measure. It's so important that as a country we have a duty of care to the people who are being detained on Australia's watch on Manus Island and on Nauru.
Karen Phelps says doctors need to make the final call of where people are treated and not the Department of Home Affairs.
What this bill seeks to do is to simply place the decisions about medical transfers into the hands of the experts, that is, into the hands of two doctors who have clinically assessed patients as being in need of medical or psychiatric treatment, to be brought temporarily to Australia so that they can have the treatment that they desperately need.
The bill has widespread support among the medical community. As for the backing of politicians, Karen Phelps has the votes of some of the crossbench, but she will need all of them, plus Labor and one government backbencher, making it a tough fight to win.
It's a medical solution, not a political solution, to a humanitarian crisis, and I'd like to see the House rise above party politics.
But the crossbench may have more luck in their push for setting up a federal corruption watchdog. Greens MP Adam Bandt.
I think there's a chance that we could be on our way to having a corruption watchdog before Christmas. And when it gets to the point where there's a majority in both houses that want to see one happen, I think things could happen very quickly.
Attorney General Christian Porter insists the government is looking at what can be done to crack down on corruption, but he will have to work fast. Nationals MP Lou O'Brien says he may cross the floor if the issue isn't addressed properly.
If they don't, they risk at this point in time an appropriate bill coming forward and people who feel strongly about it, such as me, voting for it.
The government's control of Parliament is being tested on an almost daily occurrence. Opposition leader Bill Shorten used question time today to try and suspend standing orders.
I believe that this part-time Parliament and confirms that we have a part-time Prime Minister running a part-time government and not at any time in the interest of the Australian people.
The government did narrowly win the vote.
Order. The result of the division is ayes 66, noes 68. The question is therefore negative.
A win for the government today, but the fight is far from over. Next week marks the last time politicians come to Canberra for 2018. The government's control will be tested again, and it will be pushed on policy from refugees to corruption and religious freedoms.
Stephanie Boris reporting.